Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, we begin the new perek, the third perek in Masechet Shkalim, Daf Yud, in Shkalim. If I'm not mistaken, it's the 452nd Daf in Shas. Let's begin the new Mishnah that's going to discuss the halachos of what is done with the money after it's been collected. Says the Mishnah, seven lines from the bottom of Tesama Beis, Hatruma Mahayu Osimba, what did they do with the Truma? Lochinba, Tmidim Umisafim in Iskehem. They would use it to buy the carbon tamid, Musaf, and the libations that came along with the Musaf. Ha'emer u'shtei alechem, the carbon omer and the shtei alechem, alechem apanim, v'chol karbanos hatzibur, and all karbanos hatzibur. The next part of the Mishnah needs a little bit of introduction. The halacha is that the land, of course, is prohibited from work on Shemitah. How did they access wheat from land of Shemitah during the time of the Beis HaMikdash? They would use the wheat of Sfichim. Sfichim, according to some, means the growth of Tvua from the 6th year to the 7th year. They would use that wheat for the Karbanos. However, there was another obstacle, and that is, we know that in Shemitah all fields are Hefker, and anybody could come and take the wheat. And there was a fear that there would be no wheat available for the Beis HaMikdash. So they used to hire Shomrim, they used to hire guards for the fields. Says the Mishnah, Shomrei Sfichim B'Shviyas, how did we pay those who guarded the fields for the Beis HaMikdash? Noton Tzchar Mitrumas HaLishka, they took their payment from Trumas HaLishka. B'Yosi Omer, Afarotza Misnadev Shomachina, even a guard who worked for free was also acceptable. Interestingly here, the Chacham disagree. Amru lo Afata Omer, She'ein Boin Ella Michel Tzibur. Don't you agree also that it's supposed to come from a carbon Tzibur? The Mefarshim explain that the Chachamim are coming back and saying that since the Tvua has to come from a carbon Tzibur, the moment the person is not going to be paid, we're afraid he's going to take it for himself and then give a little bit, skim some off for himself and give some of it to the Beis HaMikdash. That would be a problem of it no longer being a carbon Tzibur. Hence, best thing is to give him only the incentive to work because he's going to get paid. That's sometimes a good idea. Sometimes when you pay the person, you end up getting a better job. And therefore, one should not allow someone to do it b'chinam. The Gemara analyzes on the top of Yud Amid Aleph. We learned in Maseches Tainis that the time of Atzei Kohanim was 9 times during the year, where there were many Mishpachos Kohuna and Klal Yisrael that would be Menadev Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah there would describe the process of how Atzei Kohanim were donated. A little bit similar to the Machzis HaShekel. The Gemara is going to relate that to the phenomenon that we just discussed with Rabbi Yossi of whether it's better to take donations in certain matters. And the Gemara says, Ma roz man Atzei Kohanim va'am Limanos. What motivated Chazal to encourage the people to come, as well as led by the Kohanim, to give the wood? Were the wood a donation to the Beis HaMikdash? At the end of the day, weren't they bought with the Mamon HaTzibur, just like all Karbanos Tzibur? Asks the Gemara, Ma roz man Atzei Kohanim v'am limanos? How did this whole process of Nedava evolve? Ella, B'shar Shol Yisrael min HaGolah, when Klal Yisrael went up from the Golos to Eretz Yisrael, V'lo Matzu Eitzim B'Lishka, they didn't find wood in the Lishka. Here the Lishka that we're talking about is the Lishkas HaEitzim, not the Lishka that the Shkalim was put in. V'amdu Elu V'nisnatvu Eitzim Mishal Atzman, they gave wood from themselves. U'masrum L'Tzibur, V'kirvo Behen Karbanos Tzibur. History man neviim shemidem. So the neviim amongst them made the following tonight. Shafilu lishka malei eitzim va'amdu elu v'nisnadvu eitzim mishal atzman as a karas hatov. Whenever they give a donation, shelo ye karb miskarev elo mishal ahen tchila, that the carbon would come from these families because they stood up for Klal Yisrael in a time of need. The Gemara now analyzes whether all Amorayim or all Tanoim agree with this position. Amar Abacha to Rabbi Yossi. This follows the position of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi Omer Afarotzim is not Dev Shomachinam, because we learn in our Mishnah that whoever wants to do it, bechinam, would also be acceptable. We saw that the Chachamim disagree. So Rabbi Acha presumes that just like the Kohanim would disagree when it comes to the Shkolim, so too would they disagree when it comes to the Eitzim. The moment that you allow the individual to do it on his own, there could be other problems, as we elaborate in our Mishnah, that the Chacham were concerned would happen. Gemara says that there are those who disagree. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Ila disagrees with Rabbi Acha. Divrei Akoli, it follows everybody. Everybody agrees that this is what happened with the Karban Eitzim. Aye, then what's the difference between the Karban Eitzim and the Karban Shkolim, the Hakrovas Shkolim, the Trumas Shkolim? There, when it came to the Trumas Shkolim, there the Chacham say we don't accept Minadvin. Ma Pligin, because what is the Machlokas when it comes to Rabban and Rabbi Yossi in regards to the Shkolim? That's a case Be'ez gufo shel carbon, where we're dealing with the source, be'gufo shel carbon, we're dealing with the source of the carbon itself. Avo machshire carbon, kol ama, when it comes to the machshire of the carbon, the eitzim, what allows the carbon to burn properly, everybody agrees, kol ama modi, shehu, mishtane, carbon yachid, the carbon sibur. If we're talking about just the machshirim, then we're not as worried that the individual not give it over properly from the status of a yachid to a tzibur. In contrast to the korban itself, then we are concerned. The Migdash David explains that the distinction between the two is that when it comes to the korban itself, it's ma'akev if it doesn't come from the tzibur. However, when it comes to machshirim, it does not. Hence, we're more machmir, more concerned when it comes to the carbon itself, shu mishtane carbon yachid, the carbon sibur. The Gemara continues, Tani isha she'asta ksones levana, if a woman made a tunic that is white for a kohen, k'shera, the ksones is kasher. U'bevachetim serena letzibur, she has to give it over entirely to the tzibur. Amar Rabbi Acha taught the Rabbi Yossi that this follows Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi Omer Afarotz Misnadev Shomechinam, who accepts from a yachid a gift, and we're not concerned about him not giving it over Letzibur Yafet. In contrast to the Chachamim, who do, so we have the same machlokas again. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Ila Divrei Akol, everybody would agree when it comes to success to be acceptable. Why? My pligin Begufa Shel Karbon Avol Machshirei Karbon. Call Ama Modish Umishtan carbon yachid, the carbon sibur. Like we mentioned earlier, everybody would agree that we're not concerned that it will be messed up when it comes to machshirim. It's mishtanim carbon yachid, the carbon sibur. Contrast to the carbon atzma, the chachamim are concerned. The Gemara now brings a raya to Rav Acha masnisam pliga al Rabbi Yossi. There's a brisa that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, who says that even the chachamim agree when it comes to machshirim. Why? When it comes to the carbon eitzim that we mentioned above, osan ayam noagim b'shas carbon, v'shalo b'shas carbon. They used to make those days, those 9 days of the nidvas eitzim, a yomtov, whether there were karbanos or not. Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion, einan noagin ela b'shas carbon b'lvat. They only made it a yomtov b'shas the carbon. The Gemara now says that shita that says that it was a yomtov b'shas karbon v'shelo b'shas karbon only makes sense if the yomtov is due to the fact that the whole significance of these 9 days was once upon a time. There was a beautiful thing in Klal Yisrael that when they came up from the Gola, they gave the Eitzim. But if the karbon is a function of them giving the Eitzim even now, so then in such a case, then it makes sense to say it's only b'shas carbon as opposed to shelo b'shas carbon. Hence, Rabbi Yossi is celebrating the giving of the wood now. If that's so then that's the machlokis within this brisa. According to Rabbi Yossi, they're celebrating the giving of the Eitzim now. According to the Chachamim, who disagree, they're celebrating the original nes. Why would they be celebrating the original nes? Must be because the Chachamim say that Yechidim were never allowed to give the Eitzim. Never in the sense maybe after the order of the Beis Hamikdash had been put into place. That's the position of Rabbi Acha. Va'od min Ata. And another reason we have a proof to Rav Acha. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa, Amra Blazer Ber of Tzadok, Anu Hayinu Mibnei Sana Bnei Binyamin. We were from the family of Sana from Binyamin, and their time is the 10th of Av. V'chal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Shabbos. And it fell out, Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, V'techinu Osa L'Matzai Shabbos. And the fast was pushed off the Matzai Shabbos to the 10th. V'ayinu Misanin V'lo Mashlimin. We used to fast in the beginning of the day, but not the whole day, because it was a Yom Tov. So what do we see? That they kept the Yom Tov even when the Beis HaMikdash was not around. And that seems to indicate that the celebration was not for the giving of the Eitzim at that particular time of Yechidim, but as a Zecher of the original Simcha, that there was Eitzim in the Beis HaMikdash, which seems to indicate that Yechidim did not donate Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash, which seems to indicate that the Rabbanan would hold that even when it comes to Machshirim, we don't accept it from Yechidim. We learned in our Mishnah, Ha'omer v'shtei alechem lechem apan v'chol karponos hatzibur are used, or more precisely purchased, from the shkalim of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara analyzes. Taman Tanina, we learned in Menachas on Pei Gimel on the Beis. Kol karbonos, all carbon mincha, there we're talking about mincha, hayachid, hatzibur, bon min ha'aretz, bon min chutz ha'aretz, min ha'chadosh, min ha'yashan. They could come from either Eretz Yisrael chutz ha'aretz, as well as the new wheat or the old wheat. Chutz min omer shtei lechem shein bon el min ha'chadosh. Because the Pasuk says, ve'veisim es omer reishis kitzirchem el ha'koin. Umin ha'aretz, it also has to come from Eretz Yisrael. This halacha that the carbon omer has to come from Eretz Yisrael, amar avchuna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya de Rabbi Shmalhi. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel, Oimer, Ein Oimer Ba Min HaSurya. Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that the Oimer cannot come from Surya. Taman Taninan, we learned in Meseches Kelim, in the sixth Mishnah, the sixth Mishnah, towards the beginning in Meseches Kelim, probably one of the most important Mishnayis in all of Kelim, Eser Kedusha, saying there are 10 levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mekal HaRatzos. Eretz Yisrael is more sanctified from all lands. Umayu kedushasa. What is its kedusha? Shemivim menu ha'omer v'abikur m'shtei alechem. Mashayim mivim came b'kala ratzos, like the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel that we just learned. And Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya says to Rabbi Shmuel, he follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel amar eina oimer ba min hasuria. The Gemara connects this to another issue. Taman tanina n'meseches shviyas. We learned also in the first parak, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel says that the Torah Kedosha says, Sheshisham Tavoid, Uvayoy Mashvi Tishbos, Bechor Shavakotzir Tishbos, that we're supposed to rest from plowing and cutting Macharish Rishos, just like when it comes to plowing, there isn't a Chiyuv, and the Torah prohibits it on Shabbos, Avkotzir. So too, when it comes to cutting, then Rishus is Asur. Yatzik Tzira Omer Shu Mitzvah, the famous position of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you could cut the Karban Omer on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Kedaite, Rabbi Shmuel Kedaite, the Gemara is Lishi Tasai. The Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer, Ein Omer Bamin Asuria Kedaite. That he says that the Omer can't come from Surya. Why? The Omer, Yatzik Tzira Omer Shu Mitzvah. He says that the Tzira Omer is different than all of the other things, just like he's Matir Ktiris HaOmer B'Shabbos, and he holds that it's a mitzvah to do it in a particular time, so too, when the Torah says, Mimosh V'Seichem, it's not just a Rishus, Mimosh V'Seichem Tavio Lechem Tenu Foshtayim, but rather it's a mitzvah for it to come from Eretz Yisrael. Man Tana, then who is the Tana of our Mishnah that says Shoimrei Svichei B'Shvi is not in Tzchar Metumas Halishka? Rabbi Shmuel, he that will also follow the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel that they're supposed to get paid from the Tumas Halishka because it's not just a nice thing for the Beis Hamikdash. Rather, the entire Ktsira process is a Mishnah, is a mitzvah, excuse me, hence it needs to be supported by the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yose again disagrees. The Amora, Rabbi Yose disagrees. I'm Rabbi Yose Divrei Akoli. Everybody holds that the watchman is paid by the Beis HaMikdash, even if you hold that the entire ksira is not a mitzvah, it's a rishus, like the ksira not being done on Shabbos, or the ksira being done even from wheat outside of Eretz Yisrael, lo matzu besuria mivino samisvichin shab Eretz Yisrael. Because there were times that if they didn't find it in Syria, and then they would bring it from Eretz Yisrael, and then it becomes a mitzvah. But it's not to say that you have to bring it from Eretz Yisrael, but at the same time, once you need to, so then we need to support a shomer who's going to be doing it. The Gemara now has a fascinating suffix in regards to Omer and Shemitah. Hahein Omer. This Omer, Ma'u Sheyizra B'tchila, are you allowed to plant it on Shemitah? Reb Chiya Bar Ada Boy Kamei Rabbi Mana, Lo Nimtza, Ki Kometz Al Shirayim Sheinan Echolim, we never find that the kometz of the shirayim that's not edible. And if it was planted on shvius, so then in such a case it would be usher to eat al tzgidulei shvius, and that makes the karban mincha apostle. Amarlei, so Rabbi Mana said to Rabbi Chiya, Nase ki chamisha dvarim shein ba mituma ve'ena necholim betuma. Maybe it would fall into the category of five things that are brought betuma that the Mishnah in Psachim elucidates. Andaf ayin vav amabez, and one is yotzei the mitzvah. The karban omer is one of those things. So just like karban omer is docha tuma, even though it can't be eaten, so too maybe shvius would be different. The Gemara leaves off with a shaila. I also have to leave off over here. I have to go learn with the Talmidim. So we will post this as Taf Yud Amid Aleph. And I hope, Bezer Hashem, when we come back late tonight, that we'll be able to continue. Okay, I've now returned from a day of learning with the Talmidim. And now we, Bezer Hashem, pick up where we had left off. And that is about 10 lines from the bottom. Ketzad hu osa. We put a period after Ve'ein Echolim Bituma. The Gemara now is going to be bothered. How is it that our Mishnah had suggested that we pay the shomrim for svichim of shvius that are going to be used for the karban ha'omer? How could we pay them from the money of the Trumas Halishka? It's true that we need to pay them, as many Amoraim had proven above, but at the end of the day, there's a problem. And that is that the mammon that was given, it was donated to the Migdash for the Machzis HaShekel, has a din of Hegdash. How could you give somebody money and have them use it for chulin? So that's what the Gemara asks. Ketzer oisa, noito mois min ha-shulchani, they take the money from the table, v'noisin la-koytzim v'shomrim, and they give it for the koytzim and the shomrim for their work. Ad shilo yikrav oimer, it's done before the oimer. Okay, we haven't yet solved it. Umevi mois mi trumas halishka, and then the money is brought from the trumas halishka. Now, the first money was not from the Tumas Halishka. The first money was taken from a Shulchani. A Shulchani is a banker. Umechalalin alav, and they take the money of the Truma, which is Kadosh, and they transfer its Kedusha onto the Svichin. Now that the money becomes Chulin, the money of the Hegdish, then they could return the money to the Shulchani. Vitovus came, and it's good to do it this way. There's a lot more to say about the nature of this chilul and so on, but for dafyomi purposes, we'll leave it this. Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Acha gave a different suggestion. Kol ma shiyitein, hein dom of misha rishona. The original money that's given directly to the shomrim is considered as if it was originally chulin. This is the concept of leiv bezdin masne alein, which is a port in klal, that Bezdin could make a condition to transfer Kedusha from something, and that's what happened. When the money was given to Truma, there was already a leiv Bezdin that it could be used for Chulin purposes. The Gemara now describes, Tana afa pischa avonim kein. Same thing applied to those who fixed the stones of the Harabayis, those people who worked on the Kotel stones. Ketzer oisa, how did the Gizbar pay for them? Not almost Me'a Shulchani, they did the exact same thing that we had mentioned above in regards to paying the shomer. V'nosan l'chotzvim, they would take money that was borrowed, give it to the ones who quarried the stone, v'lasatotan, and those who made them square. Achol tinasan agabe edimos, before they were put up on the area of the Harabais. U'mishanitin al adimos, and when it was put on there, Maybe most from Tumas Alishka. Then they brought the money from Tumas Alishka, and the Kedusha was transferred onto stones. V'tavos Kane, and that's the right way to do it. Rabbi Yisrael Bei Rebbe, Bon, B'Shem Shmuel, Kol Mashitin, Heinda and Domeh, Mishon. Again, the same opinion that says, Leiv Bezdin, Masna Alein. We begin the next Mishnah on Amabez, Yuma Amabez. Here the Mishnah describes a different type of usage of the money from the Tumas Alishka. Par v'sara mishtaleach, the para aduma, as well as the sira mishtaleach from Yom HaKippurim, the lashon shel zahoris, and the red thread that was used to place on the sira mishtaleach, and then it was cut, part of it was put on the rock, and the other in the sira mishtaleach, which would then turn white. Bon mitrumas halishka, all of that came from the trumas halishka. I now see that there is a arichus in the Rishonim that explain that Lashon Shel Zahoris is not the thread that was attached to the Sira Mishtaleach, but rather was the wool that was used as a Shni Tolas that was put into the Sreifas Para Aduma, and the Mefarshim are Marich, why the Lashon Shel Zahoris over here is not referring to Lashon Shel Zahoris of the Sira Mishtaleach that we described. Kevesh Para, the bridge for the Para Aduma, that was built so that Para Aduma would not contract Tumah. The Kevesh Sir Mishaleach, and the bridge that was built for the Asar that went to the Azazel. The Lashon Shebein Karnav. And here we have the strand that was put between the horns of the Sir Mishaleach. This, the Mefarshim elaborate on, is considered Shalol Tzarech HaKarbon, in contrast of the Lashon Shel Zahoris above, that is considered Bishvil HaKarbon. What's confusing is that this Lashon Shel Bein Karnav is also referred to as Lashon Zahoris, Shel Zahoris. Ve'imas Hamayim, and the water that would run through the Azar, V'chomos Ha'ir Migdol Tzeha, as well as the walls of Yerushalayim and its towers, V'kol Tzarech Ha'ir, they are not brought from the Tumas Halisha itself, but rather Bon Mishiyare Halishka. That's brought from the leftover monies. If you recall, there was a process where the monies are emptied into smaller jugs, and those jugs are used for the karbanos. Leftover monies there is called the shiare halishka, and it's not supposed to be used for the karbanos anymore, but rather, what is it used for? Now we learn what it's used for. It's used for the above thing, starting from the kevesh para. Abishol amar kevesh para, kohanim gedolin osim mishal atzma. The Kohanim Gedolim would make it themselves, and it wasn't, didn't even come from the Shiare Halishka. Moser Shiare Lishka, the leftover money from the Shiare Lishka, in other words, if there still is leftover money, Mayu Osim, and what did they do with it? Lochim Behen Yenos Shmanim Muslasos, they would buy wine, oil, and flour, and they would sell it for people, to people who wanted to use these things for their own personal karbanos, and that was a profit. Vaha Sachar, the profit, lehegdish, that will go to hegdish. Divrei Bishmal. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Amos Nachman, Bishal Hegdish. You didn't make business with hegdish, even though hegdish will end up making more money, because we're afraid that there are times that they're going to make a good business decision, at times make a bad business decision. Af lo Mishal Anim. The same thing in regards to tzedakah. One is not supposed to invest tzedakah. Maisra Truma Mayu Osimba. What did they do with the leftover Trumas Halishka that was put into those smaller jugs that was described earlier in Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis or Mishnah Beis? Rikuye Zav, Tzipui the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. They used to use it to buy gold to cover the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Another issue of leftovers, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Maisar HaPeros, leftover fruits. Here the Peros means the profit. The leftover profits of Rabbi Shmuel had suggested that one that Hegdish get involved with buying the wine, the flour, and the oil at cheap and sell it at a higher price. Kayitz lemizbech, that was used for kayitz. Kayitz means when the mizbech didn't have any avoda on it, they would add karbanos there. Now Rabbi Shmuel disagrees on what was said above about the Moser HaTrumah. We had mentioned that Moser Truma they would use for Ikuei Zav. However, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and he says, Moser Truma l'kli shares. The Moser Truma, he's of the opinion, went for kli shares. Rabbi Akiva, I remember Moshe Truma the Kitz HaMizbech. Moshe Truma was given for the Kitz HaMizbech. Moshe Nechasim, Nesachim the Klisharis. The leftovers from the sale of the Nesachim, that was used for the Kitz HaMizbech, for the Karbonster during the empty time. Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim, we had Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim in the first perek, who introduced many halachas of Kachim and Tumah V'Tahara. Omer Moshe Nesachim Kitz HaMizbech. The leftovers from Nesachim is used towards Kitz HaMizbech. Moshe Atrum El Klishares. Zeh V'zeh Lo Hayu Modim B'Peiros. Both Rabbi Kinyan and Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim did not agree that there would ever be Peiros, because they held that in the Migdash they should not try to sell with profits. We go back to the beginning part of the Mishnah, three lines from the top, discussing the bridge for the Parah Aduma. It was not used from the Trumas Halishka. In other words, they did not build it with money from the Trumas Halishka. Rather, we said it was used with the help of money from the Shiare Halishka. Kevesh Parah, says the Gemara, Rishmol Bar Nachman B'Shem Reb Yonason, Gimel Lashonos Hein. There were three types of Lashonos. We spoke about in our Mishnah that there was a Lashon Shel Zahoris that we needed to re-clarify from the Karban HaEda, that was a Lashon that was used in the Parah Aduma, and then that was brought from Trumas Halishka. Then we learned in our Mishnah the Lashon of the Sira Mishtalech. In fact, when we were recording this, we originally had assumed that it was a Sira Mishtalech. That's generally the Lashon Shel Zahoris. But here in our Mishnah, it's not referring to that. Rather, it's referring to the Parah Aduma, and then there's the other Lashon of the Sara Mishtalech, and that is purchased from the Shiare Halishka. Says Rabbi Yonason, there are really three Lashonos, Shel Seir Besela, the one from the Seir Mishtalech, the weight of it was a Sela. Each one of them was the weight of a wish shekel, and a shekel is a half of a Sela. When it comes to Shel Metzora, that's Beshekel. That's a half a sela. Shel para b'shteislam. From the para was four times the amount of the metzora. It's made of two slaim. The reason for that, the Mefarshim explained, is because it needed to fall into the fire, and if it was too light, it wouldn't fall inside when it's thrown inside. Rabbi Chunya divras chavrin, Rabbi Barbar zavda b'shem Rabbi Shimon bar chalafta, they held shel para was even heavier, b'shteislam u'mechza. V'yista mapki lishna, and some said it in a different way, that's Basara Zuz, and that's just a different way of measuring out the weight. The Gemara now begins a new topic, and that is people who were paid, aside from the cases that we already had in Amud Aleph, from the Trumas Halishka. Rav Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Talmidei Chacham melamdim es hat Kohanim Hilcha Shechita, the Talmidei Chacham that would teach the Kohanim Hilcha Shechita, Hilchas Kabbalah, how they're supposed to be Mekabbalah Dam, Hilchas Zrika, as well as Sprinkling Dam, Noten Schar Mitrumas Halishka, they will be paid from the Trumas Halishka. That is all considered Tzarech HaKarbon. Rabbi Yitzchak Baradifan, B'Shem Rabbi Imi, Mevakre Mume Kachim, those who knew the halachos of Mumin, who would check whether the animal has a Mum, also Noten Schar Mitrumas Halishka. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Tamchim, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Siloi, Magie Sefer HaAzara, those who checked the Sefer Torah that the Kohen Gadol would read from, particularly on Yom HaKippurim and the Melech during the Zman HaKol, they would also be paid from the Trumas Halishka. Gido Bar B'Yom M'Shem Rabbi Yatsi, Shnei Dayone Gzelos, Noten Scharim Trumas Halishka. The two Dayonim that were in charge of thievery, that they would make rules and knossos vis-a-vis Gazlanim, their names are known to us, and they are Admon and Chanon Bar Avishalom. They also were paid from the Trumas Halishka. The reason that it's connected to Tzarech Beis Hamikdash, or Tzarech HaKarbonos, is because they would judge the Kohanim who caused other people's Karbonos to become Pigul as well, and so therefore they enforced Halachos of Karbon, and not only Gzelos, in the marketplace. Shmuel Amar, Nashim Ha'argos B'paroches, Noten Schar Mitrumas Halishka. Women who weave the paroches, they get paid by the Trumas Halishka. Rabbi Chana Amar, Mitrumas Bedek HaBayis. Rabbi Chana disagreed and said that came from the Bedek HaBayis. Ma Poli, what is the machlokis between Shmuel and Rabbi Chana? Says the Gemara, Shmuel Avid Lo Kikarbon. Shmuel equates a paroches to carbon. Rav Huna Avid La Kibinyan, and Rav Huna looked at it as part of the Binyan. Fascinating question, How do you look at the parochas? Do you look at the parochas as part of the karban? The reason that would be part of the karban is because they do the zrikas hadam on the parochas. For example, the dam hasar and yom hakipurim, as well as the seirim hanisrafim. So on the one hand, it could be connected to the karban. On the other hand, it's part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm Reb Chizki, Ataner Reb Yehuda, Gad Gadus, Haktores, V'chol Karbanos Hatzibur Ba Mitrumas Halishka. The Ktores and all Karbanos Hatzibur, they come from Trumas Halishka. Reb Yehuda Gad Gadus holds that comes from Trumas Halishka. Mizbach Hazav, V'chol Klisharis Ba Mimoser Nisachim. These things don't come from the Trumas Halishka, but rather they come from the Shiari Nesachim. The reason for that is they hold that the Mizbach Hazav is a Kli Sharis. It's not one of the Binyan, and therefore it comes from the Moser Nesachim. The reason it's not part of the Binyan is because it's Mat Mechuber La'adama, the Mizbach Hazav, and therefore has a Din Kli Sharis. Mizbach Ha'ola V'Hechol Hazaris Bo'en Mishiari Halishka. Money that's used for the Mizbach Ha'ola, as well as the Hechol Hazaris, that comes from the leftover of the Shiarei Halishka. Chutz Hazaris, if it's tikkunim that are necessary outside Hazar, Bon Milishkes Bedek Habayis. That comes from the Bedek Habayis. Ask the Mara, Vaha Tani, but didn't we learn, Avnei Mizbech HaHechel Hazaris Ma'olim Behen? That there is a prohibition of Mila, of using it for your own personal benefit, and you have to pay it back, as well as a Knas, and times bring a carbon as well. V'chiyesh Me'ila B'shirayim. Does that make sense? Then Mi'ila should be connected to Shiraim, just like Shiarei Halishka do not have Halacha Mi'ila with it, so it would be logical that they would not be used to buy things that have Mi'ila. Elika Rebbe Meir, you're right, says the Gemara. It will only make sense according to Rebbe Meir. To Rebbe Meir, Amar Moilim B'Shiraim. According to Rebbe Meir, who says that Mi'ila applies to the Shiraim as well, so then the Shiraim could be used to buy the Avnei Mizbech, the Hechel Nazaros. Rabbi Chia asked Klumam Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir only says rule Ella betoch shnaso, only within the first year of it being shirayim. Vahacha chutzah shnaso anan kayamin. These last for more than a year. So then, how could you equate this to the shirayim? Therefore, Rabbi Chia leaves Rabbi Yehuda Gad Godus with a kasha, and he rejects the idea that you buy it with the shirayim. We're going to stop our daf over here. Today was a long daf, a beautiful daf, but a long one. And tomorrow's is a shorter daf. So we're going to pick up Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, 8 lines from the bottom, with Rabbi Yehuda Gadgonios again. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud in Masechet Shkalim.